Sky Daniels with you here. And we are so fortunate to be able to have in our midst, and I mean this truly, Patty Griffin has joined us today. Patty, welcome.
Hello. Hi.
The new album coming out.
Yep.
You know what it looks like. Tomorrow it comes out, American Kid. Yep. This is a pretty personal record. And as what I've read, this had a real personal underpinning in what inspired you to make this. You want to talk about that for a second?
Well, the songs were written in this period of time that my dad was passing away. And I didn't set out to write about him or anything. I just kind of wrote what I needed to write for myself. And then it turned out they're all have a lot of them have a lot of him in it, whether they do or not intentionally even.
When that process, I guess, obviously you started out writing them, but I guess that experience, whether, as you said, consciously or not, it started to inform your feeling. And there are times when they actually were a direct, you know, influence on the songs themselves.
Yes, yeah. I wrote about him specifically. I was really nervous about losing him, and so I was writing to sort of feel that out and thinking about him and trying to get to know him a little better before I lost him. You know?
So part of the subject matter or you know the emphasis. You were trying to, I imagine, see the world through his eyes in some of the songs. Would
yes.
that be a fair say?
Yes, very much so.
And in doing that, you started to think a little more and ponder his life, his existence, your relationship.
Yeah, it really helped me to, I'm glad I have them now, put it that way. You know, it's really a treat to have these things now and really think about him, and he's in the songs, and I get to go sing them now.
They've been memorialized forever now.
Yeah, well, for me, they are anyway.
Well, we're going to play them on the radio.
Okay, so. Good. That's good.
So obviously, it's going to extend now. You know, and it is a wonderful, if you think about it, it is a wonderful way to keep your father in your heart, you know,
yeah,
through all these songs.
I wasn't planning on any of that, you know, but that's what, it's really a kind of a comfort to have some of them to sing now, you know.
And to other people who have, you know, that same sense of wanting to think about their own parents who have gone on,
yeah.
It will become something, I'm sure, in which they can hear and feel and relate in certain ways themselves. I know I certainly do.
Oh, good. Oh, great. Thanks.
So we all share the spirit that was your father and your relationship with him and your spirit in general. You always have had a profound spirituality to your writing. It's always been part of who you are and something, I guess, that at least partially was informed by that relationship. It really flourishes in these songs. Do you want to perform one of the songs from the new record now?
Yeah, we're going to start with the end. We're going to start with the slow one. I know you don't believe that you're wrong.
footsteps will come walking.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we are graced by the presence of Patty Griffin, who is here live in session with us on KCSN, as we talk about and hear music from the new album, American Kid, which is going to be in stores tomorrow. Now, you've brought Craig Ross with you today, and Craig has worked with you as a producer on your last original solo stuff, and now again on this. What is it about Craig that makes you always want to get back together with him when you head into a studio? He seems like a nice enough man.
You know, yeah, we've been friends for 18 years, I think.
Wow.
He is just as goofy as I am, and you can go into the studio and just, you know, play pie tins, and it's fun, and he makes it fun. So we just do that anyway. Whatever he's working on or whatever I'm working on, we get together now and then and just make music and hang out. So
you also have on the album Doug Lancio, who...
Doug Lancio, yeah.
I think I saw you and Doug perform something at the old A&M studios. I don't even want to remember when it was. It was a while back. But it's just that there's another relationship that's been a few years together too.
Yeah,
as well.
That's like 15 years, I think. Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's good. It's good that you have that kind of camaraderie and that kind of consistency with the artists you work with. Now, on this album, you also worked with Luther and Cody Dickinson from the North Mississippi All-Stars.
Yeah.
How did that come together? How's your relationship with them that I don't know about?
Well, I was in the band Joy for about 18 months, and they opened just about all the shows. There were a few that they didn't open, and they were so great together as brothers. It was really fun. You know, the whole band came out to watch, and everybody, and you know, some of the crew came out to watch, and Robert came out to watch. We all watched their shows a lot of nights.
Robert who?
Robert, the big guy.
I'm goofing
and,
on you.
So I fell in love with their playing as brothers, and also got to know them as acoustic players. I had a lot of guitar. I had some guitar lessons from Luther along the way. I had some last minute things to learn that were over my head, and he would help decipher those things for me.
So you figured the least you could do is play on a record with him.
Well, I just loved his playing. I got to know his versatility as a player, and he's great. You can really throw him anything and put a string on it, and he'll play it. I mean, he's really adventurous and creative as a player. Lots of fun to work with, and Cody's energy is just nutty and great too. You know, we had a great time.
So I'm hearing that you've bonded with people that were really upbeat and fun,
yeah.
And then you were able to have fun on the record and play upbeat, spirited material, and at the same time play some very, you know, personal and haunting music too. So it seemed when the time was necessary, the goofiness subsided and some serious intent came forth through song.
It's like we're having therapy here.
Well, please. It's free, too. So.
Thank you. No, well, that's good. I thought maybe we were
going to
have a
billable hour.
No, okay.
No billable hours.
Yeah. I think it's good to hang out with people you like. Then you can be comfortable and do what you do well around them. You know, if you hang out with, there's some great people out there that if you're not comfortable with them, you're never gonna do a great performance with them. I won't, because they're just, you know. It's too.
You can open up and really explore what the songs are supposed to mean, because you do have that trust there.
Yeah.
Well, that trust obviously created a number of great songs, of which I'm sure you're about to perform yet another one for our audience.
Yeah, this is a song that was sort of taken, the title is taken verbatim from something my dad told me. He said, he came back from burying his brother in Florida, and he said, please don't ever let me die in Florida. So I wrote a song called that, and this is it.
It's Patty Griffin live on KCSN. Lawrence Joseph Griffin is being celebrated in song. He has left a trace as his daughter, Patty Griffin, joins us live in studio on 88.5 KCSN. I've never been to California. Maybe that's where I should end my days. Nope. Days are still going strong. Still going strong. Now, you called this home part-time, sometimes a little bit, right? You spend some time in Los Angeles.
I was lucky enough to be on A&M Records back when they were, you know, just A&M Records, and they were great. So I got in the 90s, spend a lot of time in L.A., but it's been years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to the famous Amos cookie stand right across from A&M Records like I used to always do?
I don't know if I did.
This is a very important question. Our audience wants to know the answer to it.
Well, no, probably not.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm sorry you missed that experience. It was a wonderful one. Fresh, warm cookies, and then I get to go into the A&M studio. So, oh well.
I did stay at the Roosevelt before they fixed it up.
They fixed it up now, too. It's
a
swinging place.
Since then, yeah, I think.
It's become a very, very hip hotel and has quite a nightlife there. Crazy nightlife.
The first time, when I was talking to record labels, they would fly me out here and I would stay in these fancy hotels. And then I got signed and then they put me in the Roosevelt. And it was like, ooh. But it was really cool. It was very seedy back then.
It had character.
Yeah.
You were in the heart of Hollywood, the old Hollywood.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Not the old Hollywood with its glamour,
no.
But the old
what
Hollywood.
Was left of that.
Yeah.
The remnants.
So in making the record, you spend some time. You know, you mention the Band of Joy, and these songs you worked on for a while, and that, I guess, was that part of you were seeking certain ideas and inspiration, some from your father, some from life itself. What was it that made you just wait until these songs found themselves? Was part of it the fact that you were out on the road and doing work with Band of Joy?
I had a lot of them before that. I had a lot of them before the gospel record came out,
right.
And I was tired. I'd been working really hard and traveling a lot and doing so many different projects and backup singing and running all over the place. And to me, that gospel record going straight into the Band of Joy was like a little working vacation for me. I had a break from what I normally do, and it was time for me to do that, and I needed to do it. And so these songs were, some of them were hanging out, and then I just finished it up after the Band of Joy and had some, you know, new things that I knew how to do with my left hand, I think, that added to finishing the work.
She's
songs.
Referring to playing a guitar,
yeah,
folks.
They made me work really hard.
Now, you've gained, you know, and it's well-deserved, you know, a reputation as a consummate songwriter, and you're recognized as one of our most authentic songwriters. John Hyatt, label mate and longtime friend, is another guy that, you know, I've talked about. You start out writing songs and trying to find your way in the world as a songwriter, and then all these years later now, you have gained the respect of not only an audience that's faithful to you, but, you know, the media and certainly other musicians. So many musicians come in here, and when we ask them who they've been inspired by, you know, they mention you as a
nice.
Songwriter.
That's great. Wow.
How's that make? I guess then when you talk about getting away from songwriting for you, you really have to throw yourself into it. Mm. And it doesn't just snap your fingers and the muse appears. Yeah,
sometimes it does.
Oh.
Out of nowhere, you know. But though you can't, you kind of hope for that, but it doesn't. You can't depend on that.
What's the longest you've ever worked on a song?
Oh, I think probably 6 months or a year. You know, some things just need time to, you know, tell you what they are. You know, they don't come all at once.
Did you ever put that kind of dedication and time and effort towards a song and then say, I can find no resolution, I just can't get the song? Is there
sometimes,
ever
anyone? Sometimes, yeah, you go, I'm trying too hard to make this into something, and you let go. And
do you keep any remnant of those songs around?
There probably are around, but I don't keep track of that stuff.
Because
I'm a Pisces. I have no organization.
I was going to say, so. Did you ever say, I'm going back and I'm going to finish that one?
No. I mean, if I figure it'll show back up all by itself if it wants to, you know.
If it was meant to be, it's like the old set it free and it'll come back if it's meant to be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then there's a Moby Dick out there somewhere waiting for you to reclaim and write. What do you want to play for us next? It seems like you're geared up to play a few songs. Is this true? You're going to do one or two more? What do you want to do?
Oh, whatever you want.
All right, we'll do a couple more. Okay. What do you want to play now?
We're going to do this. This is a song I wrote. I did the drive from Austin, Nashville, Nashville to Austin.
I bet.
A lot. For a few years. And on one of the drives, I saw this dog, and I was coming back through Texarkana. And the sun had just had been cloudy all day and stormy, and the sun kind of came out to go down. So that light is just really amazing. And there's tall grass on the highway, and I saw this dog like shooting down the highway, and I realized, you know, at first I thought that's just so beautiful, wow. And then I realized the dog was on the highway. That's not very good. And I was going 75 miles an hour by it, and just kind of too late to do anything about it. And he just haunted me for a long time.
See, so some of these things, they do. It could be a drive down a long stretch of highway, but you see many things, my lady.
Yeah.
And they end up in song, and we're fortunate. Yeah. We're the beneficiary.
Thank you.
It's Patty Griffin, and she's live on 88.5 KCSN.
Oop, wrong key. Woo, sorry. Scared the hell out of Craig over there for a second.
Thank you. tall grass was waiting there just like the sea. He tore off running like we'd set him free. Just disappeared right in front of me. God is a wild old dog. Someone left her out on the highway. I seen him running by me. He don't belong to no one now. He don't belong to no one now.
Allowing for full sustain. It's 88.5 KCSN. Patty Griffin joins us in. American Kid is the album that is going to be in stores tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, you leave KCSN today, and you're going to play with some guy named Jay Leno on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of gig is that?
I don't know.
But that's actually a wonderful opportunity.
It's a nice gig,
We like the fact that I'm getting to see you now, and you're dressed splendidly. You look very sharp.
Thank you. I just came from the Tavis Smiley show, and I've never done anything like that before. Usually they just let me sing, and I get to go.
Right.
But I had to talk to him. But I like him a lot.
So
I'm dressed up. I don't always get this dressed
that's
up.
That's all right. We appreciate it. You look, and look at me, right? So that I can relate to. But you look very sharp, and we'll get a picture with you and put it on the Facebook page so everyone can see what we're talking about. But you are going to do the Tonight Show so everyone can see you as we're seeing. I got to tell you, having you here and performing, which we are so appreciative of. But boy, just seeing you in this intimate setting and listening to the purity and clarity of your voice, it's just great.
Well, thank you so much. That's very kind.
It's real. I'm not patronizing you, too. I'm just sitting here going, man, are we lucky at KCSN to have someone like Patty Griffin here. Now, I talk about what you're going to do tomorrow night, which is be on The Tonight Show. And tomorrow, I repeat, that your album will be in stores, American Kid. You're going to start a tour second week of June?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of skipping into it with some gigs here and there. I don't know how well publicized all that stuff is.
Well, okay, keep that under wraps.
But yeah, officially kicks off in Brooklyn in June the 5th.
And then you're here, I know, at the It Will Turn towards the end of June, back in Los Angeles, meaning here.
25th, I think.
Okay, so, well, everyone who's a fan, and obviously those listening to the radio station now are, she'll be back playing for all of us in a setting. What would you like to play now?
I'm going to play the song called Go Wherever.
Okay. This is Patty Griffin on KCSN.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's been wonderful. Thank you.
You can go wherever you You can get up on some sunny day and run. Run 100 miles just for fun now. Heartaches and yesterdays don't weigh a ton now. You can get up on some sunny day and run. You don't ever have to pay the bills no more. You can go wherever you wanna go. You can go wherever you wanna go. Go to where the times wound all the way down. Put a penny on the track and wait for train sounds. Tell your ma are you coming back before the sun's down. You can go wherever you.
It is 88.5 KCSN. We cannot say thank you enough to Patty Griffin. It's been a wonderful experience in having you here so much. And I will repeat for our audience, American Kid is the name of the new album. It is a wonderful album. You've been hearing us play a lot of the record. Certainly Ohio with that guy you mentioned, whatever his name is. I don't know, that bloke. And it's a great record, and we thank you so much. And we wish you great success, and we will see you down the road very soon, we hope.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. It's 88.5 KCSN, the great Patty Griffin. It has been our blessing to have her here in studio on KCSN.